Live. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, a story from the top of our website submitted by listeners like you, or a listener like you. Maybe it was you. You can submit whatever you want to freetalklive.com. You can vote on the stories that are already been that have already been submitted. You can vote them up if you like, down if you don't. We'll share one of them with you here tonight about some police abuse that was caught on camera. It was actually caught on three cameras, but two of those three were confiscated. And it was very fortunate that the third was there. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But we've been talking in detail tonight about the huge news in the Bitcoin universe. Overstock.com has not only announced, they did that a couple weeks ago, that they were going to accept Bitcoin, it's just they thought it was going to take them a little while to implement, or at least that was what they claimed. Now the CEO is saying that he realized that he had tipped his hand and he wanted to jump on it and get on Bitcoin and get it out there as quickly as possible so his competitors didn't beat him to it. And he did that, teaming up with the folks over at Coinbase to implement Bitcoin acceptance on Overstock.com, one of the world's most popular, certainly in the United States, one of the most popular retail websites out there. It's a major competitor to Amazon.
Yeah.
And now they're taking Bitcoin. So it's huge news. And I think it's you know, it's another indicator of things to come. 2014 is going to be a big, big year.
Yeah, it's going to be another big year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 2013, what an amazing year. I was just looking at prices of Bitcoin in January a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just a year ago, I mean, the price was $13.
$13? Oh, really?
You know, yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there was that big run up to 250.
It was down to 50. Yeah,
it was on its.
I mean, it was moving upwards. But 1 year ago,
it's hard to believe it was.
It's
that
amazing,
little.
Right? You know, everybody that's listening to this now is saying,
so that means it "Why didn't I
buy?"
Times.
Yeah, why didn't I buy more Bitcoin? A year ago.
Right. Yeah, I remember I was telling myself at $10, I'm going to buy more as soon as it goes down to $2.
Yeah.
Right. This is the game you don't want to play.
That's my favorite. My favorite picture online is it's the picture of this guy sitting at a computer. He says, "As soon as the price crashes, I'm going to buy." And then the next picture is like a skeleton sitting at the computer. You know.
And this is the game that a lot of people want to pay. Is that somehow you know, because I certainly don't, and I've been watching Bitcoins a lot longer than most people, you know where Bitcoin's going to go. And I warn everyone against this. I believe that Bitcoin is on an upward trajectory.
If that's what you believe, then I think Johnny Ray's method is the best that I've ever heard of. Now, I'm no savvy investor, but Johnny Ray's makes sense to me. He takes 10% of his weekly paycheck and buys Bitcoins. Doesn't matter what the price of the Bitcoins are. He doesn't worry about the price. He doesn't just, I'm going to wait a day and see what happens. No, on his paycheck day, he goes down, cashintocoins.com, and he buys Bitcoin.
Yep. Yeah, it's great.
I don't know if he uses cash in the coins, but I'm pretty sure he does.
He does use it at times.
Because really, what else can you use? There's really not much else you can buy regularly with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could try to find somebody who will sell you a Bitcoin, but that's not necessarily always going to be available on payday. And so that level of dedication of I guess...
Well, that's what you should do with your paycheck anyway.
Right, yeah.
You should take 10% and put it away.
Right.
Now, he's doing a kind of a risky thing in putting, doing all of his savings in Bitcoin.
Well,
but I can understand why he's doing
it. He might have another 10% going into a bank.
He may.
Yep, he might. I don't know. But he did say earlier on the show this week that he gets most of his food from food delivery service, which says to me that he's not doing a lot of saving. That could be wrong on that. So, but nonetheless, it's a little risky to do that, but you should be putting 10% away either way. Chances are good, in my world, where I live, what I believe is that chances are good his 10% he's putting away is going to likely be a nest egg that's going to allow him to retire quite early. Because there will be lots of Bitcoins as a result.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about how Overstock is making this big change, and the CEO of the company, Patrick Byrne, is a libertarian. I mean, we've had him on the show. We've talked to him about that, you know, what it's like to be a CEO of a major company and be a liberty-minded person. And so part of his reason for doing this, because he's liberty-minded, is that he sees the vision of Bitcoin being a government fiat currency killer. Bitcoin is superior in every single way. It's just not it's not forced. So the government currency that we all have in our wallets is forced on us by legal tender laws where every business in the United States, every individual, has to accept government currency for payment of debts. And that's what the legal tender laws are all about. When you see it saying this is legal tender on those dollar bills, that's what that means.
Right.
If you don't accept it, the men with guns are going to force you to.
So he really, one of the things he's excited about is he's excited about Bitcoin being successful and being useful, right, as as a currency. And so he's doing what he can, which is to accept it.
And there's no cost to him. He's making more money on every Bitcoin transaction than he would if you did credit cards.
Certainly, and he's getting lots of publicity for it, too. And he deserves the publicity because this is a big step.
Win, win. And Coinbase wins, too, and because they're getting more volume.
It's a win for the customers because now people that want to spend Bitcoin,
more choices.
They can, right, now they can go to Overstock.com if they want to.
Bitcoin, says Byrne, can directly reduce the cost incurred by retailers like Overstock because the Bitcoin system is driven by open source software running across thousands of machines across the globe and doesn't answer to any one central authority. It's a much less expensive way to accept payments than the major credit card processors or PayPal. Yes, Overstock pays a fee to Coinbase, but Byrne says this is far less than what a company is paying other processors. What's more, Bitcoin lets Overstock more easily and inexpensively accept payments from overseas because Bitcoin is available everywhere. Although right now on their website it does say it's only available for U.S. customers.
Now, this is something that I hadn't thought a lot about, and maybe you have, but so Bitcoin is now obviously competing against it's competing, or Coinbase and Bitcoin is competing against these payment processors, PayPal and credit card companies.
That's right.
So it may end up having an effect on people that don't want to use Bitcoin, but those companies may find a way to lower their prices, right?
Because of the competition.
Right, now they have competition. That
it's going to be tough for them, though.
It's going to be tough.
They've got a big old bureaucracy. Well, I mean, they're big.
It's going to be tough for them to lower their rates, but you know, when you say competing, the funny thing about Bitcoin competing is Bitcoin doesn't compete. It's like running against a robot. The robot doesn't care whether you win or lose. The robot runs. Mm. And then you've just got to, you know, your fat, lazy banker butt has to keep up with the robot who never gets tired, who keeps running. The Bitcoin, there's no cost or negligible cost for a transaction.
That's not completely true when you're talking in this instance, you know, that he's hired a team. He's partnered with Coinbase. So there's people working there.
That's Overstock, though. That's
right. So that's what I'm talking about.
As a transaction service is what I'm saying.
So he's using it as a way to get money for his business. And so just like he has a contract with, you know, these credit card companies, he's basically contracted with the workers and Coinbase to have this system that works for him. So it does take an investment and it takes work. And
effort. But he's talking about the transaction network itself.
The transaction network, Bitcoin.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Competing against the transaction network, Visa or PayPal or whatever.
Right. Bitcoin, zero cost,
right.
Almost zero cost.
All the inefficiencies that go in the marketplace currently because of, you know, the reality. You know, PayPal's a huge organization, pays all kinds of people. Bitcoin is not an organization and does not pay people.
Sure, but if you're contracting with Coinbase, likely you're hitting Coinbase's servers and theirs. So you are still, you know,
that's
interacting.
That's why there's a 1% cost involved with Coinbase.
Right.
Indeed.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying in the actual network, the physical network, Bitcoin is an open source network, and they don't have to pay for that.
Well, now there is payment going on in the form of the miners, the people who are mining Bitcoin. This is a process of doing a whole lot of math on your computer with special software that will result in you getting Bitcoins in, or fractions of Bitcoins at this point. But there is some payment going on there in that those people are rewarded for that. But it's not overhead in the classic sense of overhead in running a business with like a Visa or a MasterCard. Well, so it's a fraction. The Bitcoin network is nothing
in
cost in comparison to Visa and MasterCard. And so therefore, I don't think they can really ever compete with Bitcoin in any meaningful fashion.
Right.
They could try to lower their rates, but maybe they'll lower them to, you know, 2.5% instead of 3.
Right, and then they still have to worry about chargebacks and things like that, which are a major hassle.
Yeah, Bitcoin doesn't have those.
That's
the robot keeps running, right? And, you know, it doesn't have to worry about chargebacks. And this is what I'm trying to show here is look at all the people and all the energy spent in changing foreign currencies back and forth. Look at all the money and energy that goes into moving payments around. And then look at Bitcoin. That just circumvents all that. That just shoves it back into the blacksmith shop of history.
It's truly the 21st century payment method. It really is. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got a website where there are a bunch of archives. You can just go and click and download, get as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you'd like, going all the way back to 2006, all completely free at freetalklive.com.
You can join me in enjoying BuzzBox coffee, and we can together make a difference, one cup at a time. We're trying to get at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live's coffee drinkers will be able to change lives forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted in the process, it's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it'll save you money if you switch from your, you know, stopping off one of these coffee boutiques, these chain coffee restaurants or whatever, and getting the coffee. You can get BuzzBox instead and save money, and you'll get better coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. The first pound is free. You've got to pay the shipping, but we'll get you the pound. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll sign up on the for their subscription program and get coffee delivered to you every single month. You never have to think about coffee again. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here a little bit more on the Bitcoin story with Overstock.com accepting Bitcoin starting apparently today or yesterday. It's on. And yep. This is big news, and the part of the reason is because Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, he understands freedom, and he appreciates the idea of undercutting the state and undercutting central banking. And, of course, that's what Bitcoin does very, very effectively as a decentralized currency that is in the hands of the users instead of the bankers.
Right, it puts you in control of your money. So if you have a traditional bank account, as most people do, I think, mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of laws governing what you are allowed to do with your money. It's really ludicrous when you learn about some of these things. In many states, if you don't touch your money that's in a bank, the state can come and just take it. They can just take it just because you haven't touched it in enough time.
Really,
my favorite is this $10,000
cash transaction limit.
The cash transaction limit.
Right.
So if you're pulling $10,000, you know, more than $10,000 out of your bank,
Actually $10,000 if you do $10,000 or more.
$10,000 or more, whatever it is, out of your bank. I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. But the bank is going to send a piece of paper to the government.
Yeah, they're
letting them know what's going on.
They're required to do that, so they have to notify the government. Hey, this guy just cashed out $10,000 out of his account. Now with Bitcoin, you could move millions of dollars at a time. You don't have to ask anyone's permission.
That's right.
Nobody has to know about it. Now, the ledger is public, so people can see that this Bitcoin is moved from one address to another.
But they don't know who owns the address necessarily.
Right. Unless you publicize it, you know, you can make it so that people don't know whose address it's coming from and whose address it's going to.
Exactly.
And this has happened. We've seen this happen where someone at some point moved $30 million or something like that of Bitcoin, you know, at once, and it was like, wow, they didn't have to ask anyone's permission. It was basically
didn't have to pay much of a fee either.
Instantaneous, right.
They move $30 million and pay a 2-cent fee or something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Right.
There is, you can add on a little sort of a tip to the folks that maintain the blockchain to move things along
but
a little
more
quickly.
But 1 cent is an acceptable tip when it comes to Bitcoin
absolutely.
Fees. So here we go. A little bit more here. Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, sees a bigger picture, one in which Bitcoin provides new freedoms for the world at large, separating us from the whims and flaws and self-interests of banks and governments. Many people, however, remain skeptical that Bitcoin can truly become a popular and reliable currency. Pundits like New York Times columnist and Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman believe the currency isn't even a reliable store of value, much less a good means of transferring money from place to place.
Well, what would that guy know about reliable store of value?
Well, you know, that's very funny as a Keynesian. But, you know, Paul Krugman's famously quoted as saying that the Internet's not going to be any more have any more impact in the world than the fax machine, and by 2005 we'll all see that it's a fad. And here I sit in 2014 saying Paul Krugman was probably wrong in that estimation. And
Paul Krugman hates Bitcoin. He wrote an article. The one they're citing here is the article he wrote is Bitcoin is evil.
Right, and Bitcoin is not evil. It is a technology. How could it be evil?
Well, to him, it's evil
because he believes the government
in the old system.
Well, it's just the old system. He believes in a master servant paradigm.
Right.
He believes that
the
people
old system.
That he and people like him in the government know better how to manage the economy than you do.
Right.
And the way they manage it is by stealing your wealth. The way they manage it is by taking money from middle class and lower class people and giving it to irresponsible bankers. That's what this guy thinks is not evil.
That's right. He
is so mixed up and crazy.
He's a supporter of the status quo, and he sees that Bitcoin is a threat to the status quo. That's why he believes it's evil, because it's going to take down his power structure that he's a part of and that he's, you know, friends with the people who are a part of.
Sure.
That's why, to him, Bitcoin is evil. It's a huge threat to the system. And he's absolutely right about that. It is a huge threat to the system, and he's trying to do everything he can by writing hit pieces in the New York Times to attack it. But ultimately, all he's doing is giving it more attention. I mean, when Paul Krugman writes about Bitcoin, that means Bitcoin is worth Paul Krugman's attention.
That's right. And it's really interesting, because he's doing all he can, which is just write about it and badmouth it, but it doesn't care. Bitcoin doesn't care.
That's right. Its feelings aren't hurt.
The users don't care.
Right. And I think there's $300,000 lined up for Paul Krugman to debate Bob Murphy, the Austrian economist.
Okay.
And
Bitcoin? Or just Austrian economics?
No, just in general. Okay. Just a debate in economics in general. And Paul Krugman, and that $300,000 would go to charity to feed poor children. But Paul Krugman won't do the
all
debate.
All he has to do is say yes, I'll debate.
All he has to do
up.
Is say, now, tell me. Paul Krugman wants to give middle class and lower class money people's money to rich irresponsible bankers, and won't help feed poor children with his $300,000 with a $300,000 donation that he has to do nothing more for. Who's the evil one? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that I want this guy telling me what evil is.
Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, counts himself among the Bitcoin proponents who see it not as a currency whose value is controlled by people, not governments. That fits with his general worldview. As a philosophy student at Stanford, he studied the Austrian School of Economics, which believes our economy should rely on the judgments and choices of individuals and not a central authority. And he has long railed against what he sees as a governmental over-involvement in a precarious economy. Like so many others, he says Bitcoin is like gold. No government can devalue it simply by making more of it.
Gold is evil!
He says, we want a money that some government mandarin can't just whisk into existence with a pen stroke. Bitcoin is that, he says, and what's more, it lets you store your money in a place that's outside of the control of big banks. It just makes the world a better place. It lets you get out of that world where you have to store your money with institutions you don't trust. And they say here at Wired, a Bitcoin nirvana is still a long way off, if it ever comes at all. But as Byrne says, you have to start somewhere. Mighty oaks, acorns, and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's on its way, right? The world is on its way, and there's not much stopping it. Bitcoin has been around for 5 years now, and
that's
it's
right.
just growing and growing and growing. And 2013 was an amazing year, and this year is probably going to be another amazing
it's
year.
It's amazing to think about what another 5 years will do, let alone 1 year. With the way technology expands and gets better over time, and Bitcoin, as there's huge amounts of money being invested, and this is very exciting. You can do your part by getting involved, too. We'll come back with more here in moments, and police abuse is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you, including news updates. You can get signed up for our email list, and we will clue you in whenever there's something new and or important to announce about Free Talk Live. You can also follow us on Facebook as well as Google Plus and Twitter. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up for those. Again, they're free. News.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus here, courtesy of BrainlessTales.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, first, I want to tell you about Squarespace.com, however. If you've been looking to get a website, now you really don't have an excuse. I mean, it's hard to find a great web designer like Marcus. He's always busy with other websites. I mean, it really is hard to get a good web designer. And when you finally do find one, they're really expensive because they're good at what they do. Well, the good news is Squarespace.com makes it easy because they've got the good web designers on staff, and they've created a system where you can plug and play with a website. You can get one of their, I think they've got dozens of templates there. There's so many different templates from which to choose at Squarespace.com. They've got like a shopping template, a blog template, portfolio kind of templates. In fact, you can use shopping on any of their templates, as a matter of fact. You've got the e-commerce thing going on there. And it's so easy. You can drag and drop stuff right from your desktop, rearrange elements of content within the page, and you can start for free with a trial account that costs you nothing except your email address. You just have to give your email address to get started. There's no credit card information required up front. You get the chance to go in, explore the website, create your own, explore their website, and create your own website through Squarespace.com. Now, they do have a hosting package for $8 a month, and that is their starting price. There's another one for $16 where you get unlimited everything, basically. And Squarespace.com, you can use our code FTL1 to save 10%. That's FTL, the number one. Save yourself 10%. These guys really care about design. I mean, their templates are extremely clean, and they allow your content to be the focus of your website. Plus, they allow you to easily connect with Twitter, Facebook, and all the other great social networking and useful sites out there.
I would always recommend, if somebody needs a website and they don't have a big budget, go here and, you know, use this. Set it up. It's free. You have nothing to lose but time, right? So if you have at least a little bit of time, go to Squarespace, set up a free account, see if it works for you. You have nothing to lose but a little time. I mean, you'll probably learn something along the way anyway.
Yeah, and it looks sharp. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Squarespace.com, code FTL1 to save 10% when you're ready to sign up with their hosting package. All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Ken is listening in Aurora, Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm kind of disappointed in the reason I called in is because I could so totally go off on Krugman. But and I will, if you guys will allow me. But first and foremost, I wanted to say standard metrics, screw that. I use the tally system.
The tally system? That's like an old system, right? What is that?
Well, personally, I just have, like, I do satellite installs. So, like, if you have to run coax lines, like, inside someone's walls, I just kind of, you know, gauge it. Just use, like, a little length of coax and just kind of measure it and eyeball it and then go upstairs into the attic to drill. So I think it all depends on what they were saying earlier. It all depends on how accurate you really want to be.
So you're saying you just eyeball everything. You don't even bother with taking measurements?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, I'll use, like, the length of cable to, like, kind of measure it for me if I really want to be accurate, but, yeah.
Well, there you go. Good for you.
I wouldn't want to build a house that way. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say it was like tally sticks or something. For whatever reason, I thought the tally system was something else.
Well, I think that's something you think of. I think was like a way of counting or keeping track of like numbers or something, I think.
It was a decentralized fiat currency system. Fiat.
Yeah. Right. The wacky sticks.
Ken, go ahead and go off on Krugman.
Yeah, as far as anybody who's gotten, any economist that's gotten an award in the last 100 years has no clue what the hell they're talking about, really, or is not telling the truth anyways.
So Milton Friedman?
He may know what he's... Say again?
Milton Friedman?
Well, anybody who's going to be advocating for the status quo.
Isn't Friedman a Chicago school guy?
I think so, yeah. He was out of Chicago University.
Yeah, he was a Montrose.
What does it mean? What does it mean to be a Chicago school? That's all I know about him. I know he's not an Austrian. I know that's about
the suggestion is that they basically the government should issue the currency as opposed to being gold backed. That's really what separates the monetarists from the Austrians.
So that's not really a pro freedom position at all, then.
Look, if I believe that the economy can be best managed if you have a currency that would be, issued at the right times and the right ways, inflated and deflated properly.
But who knows what that is?
Right. Well, the problem is not only who knows, but that once they get into the position of power, then the influence of other people to keep things going. Like, there's no way for the only a computer could do it. I guess is what I'm trying to say. Only a automaton could do it.
Ken.
Well, you gotta remember. Power in and of itself doesn't really corrupt. It's the fact that the corrupt people will always go and they'll always do whatever has to be done to get that power.
No, so I disagree. It's certainly true what you said, that corrupt people will be attracted to power. That's true. But there's scientific studies that show that power corrupts.
Well, I'm sure. Well, all right, I would concede that then.
Countless. I mean, countless.
Power corrupts and power attracts the corrupted. And so it's pretty easy to corrupt the already corrupted further, and that's really the problem, is that the people that are able to get the highest positions are likely to be the most sociopathic.
Thanks for your call and thoughts, Ken. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Speaking of corrupting power, the police certainly have plenty of it, and there's a story that some folks voted up on our website, freetalklive.com, from the ACLU about a situation involving multiple photographers and police abuse and how more cameras is better. So usually on the show when we're talking about going out there and doing some sort of activism, say you want to go out and cop block or cop watch, you got to have video cameras with you. More than one is preferable because there's a chance that cop's going to take your camera and smash it. Or just take it from you and then delete your footage or whatever.
Lots and lots of video of that.
Yeah, well, right. And in this case, Jay Stanley, the senior policy analyst over the ACLU, is writing here. He says shows a photograph of a former police officer in an orange jumpsuit making a court appearance to face a felony charge of evidence tampering, as well as misdemeanor obstruction and theft. He says, I hope the police around the nation will see this image and realize that this is what can happen when they try to seize and destroy photographs or video taken by others. The charges arise from an incident now subject of a lawsuit by the ACLU of Nebraska that started when a man, Octavius Johnson, questioned why his family's cars were being towed and ended up with excessive force, a warrantless search and seizure, and the charges mentioned above. Although two of Johnson's brothers filmed the incident, it may well have never come to light had not a third person who was filming from an upper window in a house across the street also recorded the incident. And then he links to the YouTube
video. Wow, so somebody was just up across the street and looking out their window, probably just said, oh, wow, something's going on, I better record.
Now, the description of the video here is a little bit tough to read. I'm going to go through it, just give you an idea of what happens in the video. This is from the YouTube video. Two males were seeing why their vehicles were being towed. The male in a blue truck pulled up late. After getting out, he asked officers why the cars were being towed. So this guy's close enough to be able to hear the conversations in the street. Cops asked him things which I wasn't able to hear. He moved toward the front left fender, then towards his front bumper. When he started walking back toward his driver's door, it seemed to appear that's what he was either directed to do or was doing out of free will. Instantly, the officer from behind him pursued a takedown, forcing extreme force just to cuff him. The officer put his knee in his back and neck, taking multiple punches, or I guess making multiple punches. Also, the brother was recording, and the officers saw him as too close to the other officers, so they proceeded with all that. He moved to the sidewalk. The rest of what he did was on video, but the man filming took off towards the house to give the camera to his aunt, who is handicapped and wheelchair-bound, sitting in the hallway. She was apparently knocked down by the police officer in order to get to the camera. They confiscated two cameras in this situation. We'll tell you more coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain here, but enough time for your call if you make it now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sharing with you a story from the front page of our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content there. If it were not for one of you, in this case, it's DMGOV who submitted this story. If it weren't for DMGOV, we may not have ever seen this from the ACLU about the third cameraman who proved crucial in a Nebraska photographer abuse case. The description on the video is kind of jumbled, hard to really understand, but basically what happens in this video is it starts right out with a guy getting slammed to the ground in front of his truck. Looks like a neighborhood kind of situation. Someone is filming the scene from a remove. He is in a what appears to be a second or third story window, kind of above the action, looking down. And so the police slam this dude. The guy's brother, the guy who was slammed, is standing on the side of the road holding a video. It's pretty clear he's holding his cell phone camera and recording this. One cop approaches him, and the dude with the camera kind of walks away and kind of walks up the steps towards somebody's house, presumably his aunt's house, which is mentioned in the description of the video. And then the cop kind of comes back down, and then the guy comes back down. And at some point, and I haven't spent the time to watch the full six-minute video, but at some point that man's camera is confiscated by the police, and another person's camera, who is also recording, is confiscated by the police. So two of the cameras that are on kind of the ground level where this incident was happening were confiscated. But the cops didn't know about the guy in the window. So, whoops. Well, now, as a result, there are charges against the police officer or officers in question here.
Well, in this case, this person in the window, it's likely that was not... It was just somebody that probably heard something and went up and just started recording. So it wasn't even like, hey, I'm with those people. It was somebody that was
a concerned neighbor.
A concerned neighbor. So, you know, most people, if they're home, they have a camera. They have their phone. So it's a good idea to have that handy and know how to use it.
The best thing that this neighbor could have done in this situation was to keep quiet and to just simply observe what was going on.
Right, record.
Okay, so more from the ACLU's website, aclu.org. By now, we're used to seeing far too many videos of unnecessary and excessive force by officers. What's extra shocking in this video is the wanton violation of the centuries-old common law rule that a man's home is his castle, which was incorporated into the Constitution through the Fourth Amendment, viewing dozens of officers streaming into a man's private home with no warrant and no emergency circumstance is a dismaying indicator of either a gross lack of training or a feeling on the part of these officers that they could violate the Constitution with impunity, probably because they were operating in an African-American neighborhood. Like many such videos, this one went viral, received some national attention, and brought a heap of trouble down on the officers involved, four of whom were fired and two of whom are facing charges. The other thing is that is disturbing is that without the third camera recording the incident, it's likely that none of this would have come to light. After officers inside the house took the two brothers' cameras, unless, of course, one of the 28 officers involved did their job as a law enforcement officer and enforced the law by revealing the wrongdoing of their fellow officers. But, of course, they're not going to do that because it's a thin blue line. That's their gang name.
But that's what we're told that they're going to do.
Yeah, you're told that they're going to follow the law, but they're not. They're just they're all covering for their buddies, even though they're all breaking the law. They're supposed to be the law enforcers. They're the ones breaking the law, and they're sticking up. They're not holding accountable the other officers who are breaking the law. They're all breaking the law.
I'm not sure, writes the columnist at the ACLU, that many people would put much faith in that happening. That is, the cops doing the right thing. In which case, without that third video, this family might have filed a complaint and faced a he-said-she-said situation in which the larger community would have given the police the benefit of the doubt. And certainly a judge would give the police the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, like, what are they saying there? Possibly? Yeah, almost certainly.
Yep. Finally, I would note the police had clearly learned how dangerous cameras can be to officers that violate rights, since they made suppressing the photographic evidence such a priority, and then indeed lost their jobs over it. But if police can seize two cameras and still get caught by a third, that also suggests that we may be approaching a point where police come to recognize that abuse anywhere in public is simply too risky for them.
I like that, and I hope that that's the case, because that's what we don't want. We don't want police abuse. We don't want abuse from one person to another. We don't want abuse from one group to one person or one group to another group. So if people have this feeling that, oh, I'm being watched, I should be good, you should be good. It's unfortunate that people have to have a fear of being watched in order to be good. But the reality is that that's the only motivator for some people, because they're not good.
So this is a really important lesson to anybody out there who fancies themselves an activist. So critical that you have more than one camera on any given scene. And the number one reason is because your camera might fail. There's always that possibility. There was a situation where Derek Jay, a friend of ours who was on the show for a long time, was getting attacked by a police officer right outside of the Keene Activist Center here in Keene. And as I was running out there to assist him, I had an issue with the battery on my camera, and I wasn't able to get – I ended up getting it recording at some point. But I wasn't able to get it recording as I was running up, when I should have been able to just flip open the side, press the power button, and I should have been able to be in recording when I arrived on the scene. But instead, it took me a few moments once I got there to work out the issue with the battery not being seated right, or there was just some sort of technical thing going on. I had to format the card or something like that. So it took me a few seconds. But luckily, there were other people who were also approaching the scene who also had cameras, so we didn't really miss much of that because of multiple cameras. There have been more than one instance of activism that I've been involved in, and I've been involved in a lot of it, more than once, where someone's camera failed during that time. Maybe it's a cell phone camera where your battery's almost dead and it just doesn't make the trip. You know, it doesn't go through the whole encounter. So again, having more cameras just for that reason is a good reason. But secondly, because the police, some of them have a tendency in some areas. We don't have this problem in Keene, but in some areas, the police will, they'll take your camera. They'll demand you delete the photos. They'll threaten you if you don't do it. And, you know, there's a chance you could get the photos back later. You can usually undelete these things in some cases. The one tip is you don't want to record anything else. So if you have your photos deleted, if you've got like an SD card-based camera or a hard drive-based camera, if you have your photos or video deleted by the officer or you're forced to delete them, do not record anything else on that card until you have a chance to analyze it with undeleting software, because that gives you the greatest chance of recovering those files.
Right, because typically what happens is when you delete a file, what actually happens is the file doesn't actually delete. It's marked to be deleted.
Right.
And then when you...
It's marked as though you can overwrite it.
Right.
The system can overwrite.
Exactly, that it can be overwritten. And then as soon as you start recording or taking another picture, likely that will be overwritten. So if you don't do any more writing to the device, then it may be recoverable.
Exactly. So that's the biggest tip there as far as them actually deleting stuff. But then having a backup camera on you, you know, some sort of lapel camera or even an audio recording device can be something. Just having an extra recording device is very, very helpful. But having more people with more recording devices, if the cops have to, you know, confiscate a bunch of cameras, it's going to be very complicated for them, and there's a good chance they're going to miss one of them like they did in this case. Let's go to Crichton listening in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live, Crichton. And there's no excuse to not have a camera these days because they're so cheap. But Crichton, go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Bitcoin contracts, which came up a couple days ago.
Yes. Sure.
There seemed to be some confusion about what they are. I wanted to clarify a little bit. The Bitcoin contract is enforceable. It's basically an enforceable agreement that can be programmed into a Bitcoin transaction. And to me, it's one of the most interesting aspects of the Bitcoin protocol. But like Mark said previously, it's not actually honored at the moment, but it certainly could be in the future.
Okay, so you're saying this is something that already exists or is an unimplemented scheme?
Yes and yes. It's both at the same time. And the Bitcoin network can do it. But there are no clients that will try.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. But so, yeah, there are a lot of different possibilities for the continued expansion and improvement of Bitcoin. So it's not like the dollar, which is basically the same damn thing it's always been, just been debased over the last 100 years, that Bitcoin, the transaction network, can be improved in a variety of ways.
A number of ways. Colored coins is one of the examples of how the Bitcoin contract system would actually work.
Colored coins?
You haven't heard this?
Colored coins is a reference to assets that are tied to a particular Bitcoin transaction in such a way that you could tie the ownership deed of your car, for example, to a particular vehicle, to a particular transaction with a certain amount of Bitcoin, and wherever those Bitcoins moved, the car itself, if it was like one of these modern electronically openable cars, you could rent it out, and it would honor that by recognizing that its ownership has temporarily moved on by the time.
That's something I'm going to have to learn more about. I appreciate your call tonight, Crichton. We are out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you then.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yes!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.